plate a potential nugget.
Changing frames here, Amy. I used to be a recruitment consultant at Egon Zehnder in my past life. Mm. And as I was reading your book, I was wondering from a search perspective, if we are solving for psychological safety in an organization, what should we be looking for in the leader that we are hiring to ensure that he or she will create a climate of mm-hmm. safety? What are the few traits that come out in your research?
I'm going to say three. Two of them I've already mentioned. But then we might have to talk a little bit about how do you measure these? Because you probably know more about this than I do, from a search perspective. But the three I'm going to say are humility, curiosity, and empathy. Now, notice I didn't say brilliance. I didn't say, extensive industry experience and all of the rest. Because I think, first of all, often there's certain kinds of experience that are just table stakes, right? You're not going to be considered for a job if you have no background that's relevant. And so I'm assuming you've got those. But then, the humility is that Alan Mulally sense of, I don't have all the answers. And I'm confident that if we pull the best minds together with a good process around the table, we will come up with the answers we need, right? So that's humility. It's a confidence in what we can do rather than what I know. Curiosity, I've already talked about. And then empathy is that emotional intelligence to understand what others are up against. So you're capable of framing the work and framing the challenge in ways that they really can rise to the occasion. It's the ability to respond productively when people bring you bad news.
And how do you think about measuring them in the sense, if you were hiring a CEO, would you?
It's tricky. I really don't have any, super easy answer to that question. I often say to my husband, who's he's dean of the Harvard Medical School, and he has to do a lot of hiring. And I often say anyone can ace an interview, and I really believe it. I mean, I think people can show up in a one-on-one and act the part. If they can't, you definitely should run the other direction fast. so that's sort of necessary, but not sufficient, that someone is, you find them appealing in an interview. Oftentimes a useful thing to do is bring people together with, let's say, if they're really a serious candidate, bring them together with the team. And watch their reactions to others. Are they genuinely curious? Are they dismissive? Do they inadvertently belittle or engage in eye rolling of any kind? Do they interrupt in a problematic way rather than an enthusiastic building way?
It's a great point, actually. Just building on what you said, sometimes I've noticed micro moments in behavior sometimes shine the light on what the person is. So,
yes.
I guess the work from anywhere context we are in, given COVID, has made it much harder for us to evaluate some of these soft elements in leaders. If this topic is of interest, you might like my previous conversation at the podcast with Darlene DeRosa of Spencer Stuart, one of the reputed executive search firms. She speaks about how companies have managed to recruit effectively in a 2D world while filtering for some of these subtle skills, which can be even harder in a remote context. She's joined by four of her colleagues in India, Ritu Kochhar, Sahiba Singh, Atul Bhandari and Rohit Kale in the conversation. Do tune into that conversation if you're looking for more insights on how to recruit effectively in a remote world. You'll get to hear about this from the people who do this for a living.